Well, we've made it past the countdown for an event that is sacred among devotees of the great sport of competitive gardening. Across the USA, July 4th is not only known as this country's birthday, but for many citizens with a penchant for growing things, it's the grand finale of the annual Great Tomato Race. Being first is important to some people, whether it's first to win in a contest of skill and derring do, or first to make it to a finish line of their choosing. There is a breed of gardener that can become fanatical about producing the first edible tomato of the season, and these folks have set the 4th of July as a deadline to separate, shall we say, the men from the boys. Although I'm sure there are numerous female fanatics who can join in the contest and probably give the guys a run for their money, it seems there is usually a photo in the local paper of a smiling and sometimes senior-aged man holding up the ripe and ready winner. Perhaps the little woman of the garden is standing outside the photo frame, waiting to take the winning tomato into the kitchen and create a delicious end to its young but glorious life. The first ripe tomato of summer is indeed a tasty treat, often best eaten al fresco and out of hand, with maybe a salt shaker at the ready and a shirt sleeve to serve as a napkin. The importance of early production of tomatoes has led to seed companies developing varieties like Early Girl. The Burpee catalog sports a hybrid called 4th of July, and Livingston Seeds sells a tomato called Independence Day. In researching past winners, it seems they are usually a small salad size, weighing around 4 ounces. I guess that's because it would obviously take more time to produce a larger tomato, thus losing the contest for first fruit. And if size whets your appetite for competitive gardening, why not consider the event of biggest tomato? This contest usually takes place later in the season, around county fair time, when an event often called the Tomato Showdown pits gardens and gardeners against each other in the fields of combat for best quality tomato, largest tomato, or finest heritage heirloom tomato. Some of these contests showcase taste and texture, but the largest tomato title is determined by the tail of the tape and the weight of the winner. Sometimes these big boys come in between 2 and 3 pounds and have a circumference that would rival a cantaloupe. Most gardeners love to do a bit of bragging about what they have fashioned from the soil, usually with lots of tender loving care and compost. It takes a lot of effort to produce a successful vegetable patch, but the rewards are worth it. Healthy food grown in a natural environment is a gift that can keep giving throughout the year with the right preservation methods. And there is something that just makes a tomato taste better if you know where it came from and can be a part of the process of creating it. So if you want to show off your work and gardening wares, why not enter your bounty in a local event? Then be proud of your winners and learn from your losers. And remember that there's always a new season right around the corner.